Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of Pearl in a Cage, written by Joy Detman and read by Deirdre Rubenstein. The following morning, a not-so-foggy morning, Gertrude was milking her goats when Harry came out to lean on a fence post. "Me and Elsie are thinking about getting married, Mrs. Foote. I hope you'd be all right with that."
"I would not be all right with it, my lad, and you're doing no such damn fool thing."
"Any good reason why not?"
He'd chosen his time well while she was occupied.
"Because you're only a boy. That's why not. Folk have been telling me that for what seems like half a lifetime. I've been pretty much ignoring them lately. Have you got something else?"
"You don't know what marriage is about. Now stop your nonsense. You're upsetting the goat." Accustomed to more gentle hands, the nanny decided she'd given enough. Gertrude steadied her hands, put her head down and squirted.
"Else wants to raise a sister's babies. There's more to raising babies than wanting to. Go away, Harry. I'm trying to milk."
"What's going to happen to them?"
"I'll speak to Vern when I go into town. He'll take them out to the mission."
"Else doesn't like the idea of that."
"A boy of 18 doesn't suddenly decide to get married so he can raise his friend's niece and nephew."
"I know what I'm doing, Mrs. Foote."
"It's an impulse, Harry. Things are picking up in the city. You'll want to go back there one of these days. And that little girl has had enough hurt in her life."
"I can't promise she won't ever get hurt, but you've got my word on it that I won't be doing the hurting. And as for going back to the city, as far as I'm concerned, that's the place that took my family. Here, this place, this land, is where I got them back. And I don't plan on losing any one of you, or on else losing those little nippers either."
"You'll have your own kids if you wed."
"So we get a head start."
"What if Lucy comes back wanting them?"
"She won't get a second chance at killing them," he said.
"Where are you going to live?"
"There's empty houses in town."
Harry, don't force me to say this."
"I know what you're going to say. There'll be a few who won't rent to us, a few more who won't want us living next door."
"Her colour will hold you back all of your life."
She passed the bucket over the fence.
"Those two little mites might look white to you and me, but they won't be white to folk in town, and nor will your own if you wed Elsie."
"You're talking to the wrong bloke about colouring, Mrs. Foote. I never did see a lot of good in red hair and freckles."
He looked at the depth of milk in the bucket.
"Reckon you've got enough in here to fill up those little tykes?"